KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Iowa State is 11-0 for the first time in program history. Trailing by 7 at the halftime break, the Cyclones took control in the second half as they beat Boise State 70-66 in the championship game of the Diamond Head Classic in Honolulu. Senior guard DeAndre Kane led the Cyclones with 23 points as he was named the tournament's MVP.
Boise State came out with a lot of energy. I think we came out a little sluggish in the first half, but and we talked about it in the second half, and we came out with a little bit more energy.
Kane says the Cyclones got the tough battle that they expected.
We knew we had to come out strong because they wasn't going to give up. Boise State's a great team. Like Coach said, they returned five starters from a tournament team. Tip your hat to them. They're royal coach. But, you know, we fought hard. We shared the ball. We was unselfish in the second half, and I think that's what got us the swing.
The Cyclones trailed by as many as 11 points in the opening half before staging another rally. ISU coach Fred Hoiberg says the Boise State defense caused them problems in the opening half.
And they forced us to take some long jump shots that weren't falling in that first half. But I thought our energy was sustained on the defensive end, even though we weren't making shots, and that kept us in it. DeAndre hit a couple bombs for us in the first half to keep it manageable. And then second half, our offense really started clicking. We got it going and finally took that lead, and that was great to see.
For the third straight game in the tournament, the Cyclones won the battle on the glass.
And then I really thought our effort on the glass was the key to this win tonight. You get 14 offensive rebounds, outscore them by 11 in second-chance points, and that's the ball game.
George Niang had 16 points for the Cyclones, while Melvin Edgem had 15 points to go along with his 10 rebounds in that victory. Well, three of the NBA's top five teams were in action on Christmas Day. The Miami Heat and Oklahoma City Thunder came out on top, but the San Antonio Spurs lost at home. James Harden scored 28 points, and Dwight Howard had a double-double as the Houston Rockets beat the Spurs 111-98. Howard had 15 points and 20 rebounds for the Rockets. Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James combined for 65 points as the Miami Heat downed the Lakers 101-95. Bosh had 23 points and 11 rebounds in Miami's fifth straight victory over the Lakers on Christmas Day. Wade also finished with 23 points, and James added 19 to help Miami claim its sixth consecutive win and pull within one game of first place Indiana in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Kevin Durant poured in 29 points, and Serge Ibaka added 24 as the Oklahoma City Thunder crushed the Knicks 123-94. Russell Westbrook had a triple-double by the middle of the third quarter and finished with 14 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds. That win allowed the Thunder to move into a tie with Portland for the Western Conference lead at 23-5. The first game of the day had the Bulls whipping the Nets 95-78 in Brooklyn, giving Chicago its first winning streak since mid-November. Taj Gibson finished with 20 points and 8 rebounds. The final game of the night was a chippy affair in Oakland. When the pushing and shoving ended, the Golden State Warriors escaped with a 105-103 victory over the L.A. Clippers. David Lee led the Warriors with 23 points. Clippers star forward Blake Griffin scored 20 points and grabbed 14 rebounds, but Griffin was ejected with 10:43 left in the fourth quarter after getting into a shoving contest with Andrew Bogut, who was charged with a flagrant foul but did remain in the game. Well, the trip to the Outback Bowl is a homecoming of sorts for the handful of Florida natives on the Iowa roster, and while it offers a chance to play in front of a lot of family and friends, getting enough tickets can be a headache.
I think it's probably something they enjoy outside of the ticket nightmare. It's kind of like any time in conference play when you go to your home state. The bad news is everybody's calling you for tickets, but outside of that, I think it's a good thing, and certainly Miami and Tampa are very different. This is a great experience, and I think everybody will enjoy it.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, whose team has started its practice routine in Tampa.
You know, the Outback folks do just a great job of hosting a bowl. Tampa Bay lends itself to a great bowl site, and traditionally this has been a great bowl game, so it's we're thrilled to be part of it, and we're going to have to work hard to be live up to our end of the bargain.
One of the Florida natives is sophomore quarterback Jake Rudock, who says his family is handling the ticket requests.
Now, my parents told a bunch of people straight up that we only get six. You only get whatever number you get, and if I come across some extra, we'll get some people some tickets, but it hasn't been too bad.
Rudock says playing in Tampa makes it much more convenient for his family.
It's just nice that my parents don't have to fly. My family can just drive there, and that's just under 4-hour drive. It's a lot better than a 3-4-hour flight, so a lot cheaper, too, so that's a good thing.
Well, the 8-4 Hawkeyes play 15th-ranked LSU in that New Year's Day game, which we'll have for you here on KJAN. 10 o'clock in the morning will be the pregame show, and noon is set for kickoff. Well, Michigan State has suspended senior linebacker Max Bullock for violating team rules, and that makes him ineligible to play in the Rose Bowl. Coach Mark D'Antonio said in a news release early this morning that Bullock was suspended for the rest of the season. He did not say what rules Bullock violated and said there'll be no further comment. The number 4 Spartans will play number 5 Stanford in the Rose Bowl January 1st. It's Michigan State's first appearance in the game in 26 years. Bullock is a 2-time team captain who had 76 tackles this season and 299 career tackles. He also was named a third-team All-American and a first-team All-Big Ten selection this season. D'Antonio said in a statement that Bullock will remain a valued member in this team's achievements. Well, quarterback John Kitna has reported to the Dallas Cowboys and will serve as Kyle Orton's backup Sunday unless Tony Romo can recover from a herniated disc in time to face the Eagles. The 41-year-old Kitna was signed after passing a physical 2 years after retiring from the Cowboys because of a back injury. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett says the deciding factor was Kitna's experience and familiarity with Dallas's offensive system. Orton's most recent start was in Week 17 of 2011 for Kansas City in a 7-3 victory over the Denver Broncos. He's appeared in 3 games for the Cowboys, completing 12 of 15 passes for 129 yards. The Eagles own a 1-game lead over Dallas in the NFC East heading into the season finale, but the Cowboys will win the division with a victory on Sunday. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Denver Broncos had Wes Welker on the practice field for the first time since suffering his second concussion 2 weeks ago. Welker was allowed to participate in Wednesday's workout on a limited basis, according to the league's concussion protocol. Also returning to practice was Broncos defensive end Derek Wolfe, who hadn't practiced since having a seizure-like episode on the team bus on a trip to the airport on November 29th. Chargers coach Mike McCoy says he expects running back Ryan Matthews to play against the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday, despite missing practice Wednesday because of an injured left ankle. Matthews wore a walking boot to protect his ankle. We'll have that Chiefs-Chargers game for you here Sunday on the radio. 2 o'clock is pregame. 3 o'clock is kickoff. Packers linebacker Clay Matthews will miss Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears for the NFC North title after aggravating a right thumb injury. Matthews got hurt during a sack in Sunday's 38-31 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He missed 4 games earlier this season after initially breaking the thumb in Week 5 in October. The Saints have placed safety Kenny Vaccaro on injured reserve, officially ending his season. Vaccaro broke his left ankle in Sunday's 17-13 loss at Carolina. The Detroit Lions have placed tight end Brandon Pettigrew on injured reserve, ending his season. The 5-year veteran injured an ankle late in a November 16th loss to Baltimore, and he hasn't practiced or played since. The New York Giants have placed safety Cooper Taylor on injured reserve. That's about 2 weeks after he injured his hamstring. Patriots coach Bill Belichick is blaming recently instituted NFL rules shortening off-season practice time for what he claims to be an increasing number of player injuries. Belichick said players are more vulnerable to being hurt because they're less prepared, and he described the limits placed on off-season workouts and training camp as being counterproductive. League spokesman Michael Signora disputed Belichick's assertions, saying that there is no evidence that the new work rules have led to an increase in injuries. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.